kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tag-init ang pinakamagandang panahon upang magsaya at mamasyal sa mga tabing dagat, ilog at iba pang daluyan ng tubig sa Australia. Ngunit maaaring mailagay sa panganib ang mga buhay kung hindi pamilyar sa mga patakaran para kaligtasan sa tubig. Narito ang mga gabay para sa paglangoy, pamangka at pangisda na maaaring makatulong na maiwasan ang mga pagkalunod at anumang multa. Sa tampok na ulat ni Josipa Kosanovic na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa 248 o 248 na katao na nalunod sa mga karagatan, ilog o iba pang waterways ng Australia, 80% ay mga lalaki. Ito ay ayon sa Royal Life Saving National Drawing Report 2020. Sa pagitan ng July 1, 2019 at June 30, 2020, tinatansya ng ulat na karagdagang 504 na katao ang nakaranas ng non-fatal o hindi nakamamatay na insidente ng pagkalunod. Karaniwan nangyayari sa mga ilog at sapa ang mga insidente ng pagkalunod. Ito ay nasa 21% na sinusundan ng mga aksidente sa karagatan at mga daungan na nasa 20% naman at 18% ay sa mga tabing dagat. Ayon kay Natasha Wills mula sa Victorian Fisheries Authority, swimming o paglalangoy, pamangka o boating at pagkahulog habang nangingisda ang tatlong pangunahing aktibidad na maepekto sa bilang ng insidente ng pagkalunod. Anya, hindi laging pamilyar ang mga multicultural na komunidad sa mga panuntunan na ipinapatupad para sa kaligtasan sa tubig.
So the cultural and linguistically diverse communities, many of them really enjoy fishing. It's part of their cultures from their countries that they were born, so they enjoy picking it up here. It's also important to know that there are fishing rules and you need to follow them because the fines are really large. So we don't want people to get in trouble because they don't understand what the rules are.
Sa website ng Victorian Fisheries Authority, available sa mga wikang Ingles, pinasimpleng wikang Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean at Malay ang impormasyon tungkol sa ligtas na pangingisda. Ani Natasha Wills, mahalaga ang mahakbang sa kaligtasan dahil makakapagligtas ito ng buhay.
Tell someone who you're not fishing with, where you're going and when you'll be home. Arrange to fish with, you know, at least two more people so that you can all look after each other. And also have a look where you might be fishing and look for ways that you can get away from the area quickly if the weather does change. Also, we recommend that you wear a life jacket when you go fishing. That's always good. If you do happen to fall in the water, you'll at least float. Plus light clothing, so you can swim easily if you are washed in.
Payo ni Natasha Wills, sa sandaling mapili mo ang lugar kung saan mangingisda, maglaan ng kaunting oras para isipin ang tungkol sa escape route o kung paano makakatakas sakaling mangyari ang pinakamasamang sitwasyon. Nagbabala rin siya tungkol sa pagtalon sa tubig para tulungan ng isang kasama na naanod ng tubig.
We have had people who have drowned because they've tried to rescue somebody else. Your friend or a family member falls in the water, please don't go in after them. Find something that floats. Call somebody to give you some help. Many people have either overestimated their swimming ability and they actually end up not being able to help rescue a person. But also a person that's fallen in the water can often be quite panicked. So when you get closer to them, they can pull you under the water too.
Dagdag ni Natasha Wills na sakaling mangyari ang ganong sitwasyon, ang pinakamahusay na gawin ay gumamit ng lubid o isang bagay na lumulutang para itapon sa taong nasa tubig at agad din na i-dial ang 000 o 112 sa inyong mobile phone para humingi ng tulong. Si Zolfi Haidari ay lumipat sa Australia 8 taon nang nakakalipas. Sa huling 3 taon, siya ay nagbo-voluntaryo sa State Emergency Service o SES sa Greater Dandenong Unit ng Victoria.
So with SES, we do everything except fire. We work with Vicpol, so Victoria Police. We work with Ambulance Victoria. So we do everything, like, you know, just ground support, rescuing people, flood, storm, with those sort of scenarios. So yeah.
Sinabi niya na maraming mga volunteers sa SES ay mula sa magkakaibang kultura at wika.
Oh, it's really good, like, you know, because so I can actually speak like up to 4 languages. Say we actually go to a house that they actually can't speak English at all, we will definitely have someone in our crew or in our unit that we can refer to them, you know, and they can translate what their, like, what their concerns are and stuff. So that's really handy, like, in that way.
Ang head of operational climate services ng Bureau, Dr. Andrew Watkins, asahan ang bansang landscape ngayong summer at i-check ang pagtaas ng alon at lagay ng panahon sa website ng Bureau of Meteorology.
And if you look at our seasonal outlook, the increased odds of rainfall across the east and the recent rains that we have seen mean that we'll get a very wet landscape and that risk of flooding will be higher than average for Queensland, for New South Wales, and for Victoria as well.
Nag-aalala siya tungkol sa flash flooding at matinding pagguho sa mga lugar na nakaranas ng makabuluhang mga bushfire noong nakaraang tag-init.
So in those bushfire areas, we are concerned about the increased risk of flash flooding and also the increased risk of heavy erosion events or even landslips in those areas where the vegetation isn't there to hold the soils together. So heavy rainfall will run more quickly off that landscape and increase the risk of flash flooding and heavy erosion.
Ani Zolfi Haidari, pagdating sa mga pagbaha, madalas na nauuwi sa masamang sitwasyon ang anumang malokong pag-uugali ng mga tao.
So recently we had this flood and it was like, you know, people don't understand that you don't have to drive in the flood water because it's not safe. So we have done like a lot of rescues recently that people actually got stuck in the flood water and then we have to go and help them get out of that car or get out of that water.
Sa kanyang karanasan, naniniwala si Solfi Haidari na maaaring maiwasan ang mga aksidente ng pagkalunod.
The ocean is pretty dangerous. You know, people being really less cautious with those sort of things, you know. A lot of migrants, you know, they're like their culture and things, they actually come in Australia, when they come to Australia, you know, they don't know to swim at all, honestly. So if you don't know, if you're not familiar with the water or with your swimming, you know, stay away from the water.
Magtungo sa website ng Bureau of Meteorology para sa lagay ng panahon at alon. Para naman sa safety tips para sa pangingisda, bisitahin ng Victorian Fisheries Authority. At para sa libreng translating and interpreting service, tumungo sa TIS National website.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.